Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo. Cash, less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These locks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilating. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me a hand job while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bending knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants, back BB Dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend, rock him. Came a long way from puffing duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it. Bury your parent when you kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime, my rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. An era mouth selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans, making MCs nosebleed, and then I still his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski till they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't to dig 'em smack, You smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters where that Draco went. It's not BET, but bet we got that hip hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Claire, it's so clear, my shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over, so what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island, yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you're witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-assed cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in a strap or have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls, where the calling cat. The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
Try you did this, my nigga. Babe. I really be on my mud, baby shit. Shout out to Brother Promo.
Free my nigga locked down in the chain game, man.
Block market. Yeah.
Day one, ain't no question, yeah. Ain't no question, yeah. Ain't no Pretty B. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year. What's going on?
Man, I've been working my butt off. Everybody been talking about Christmas and New Year's like that was a vacation, but I've been in the lab. I've been into the books, into the finances. How your New Year's been going? Because I seen on Facebook, you've been getting to it. You said, I'm going to make some severe changes. What's up with your New Year's, Quick? I seen you trying to do some different things.
Yeah, I'm doing a no meat fast, so I'm not going to have any meat for 16 days. I am praying and petitioning God for some things that I want to see happen in this new year with my business and my business affiliates. It's some crowded areas in my life that I want to, you know, the focus to be clear. And I want God to be the head of it. So I have to do some sacrificing in order to get some things that I need. And so the first sacrifice is going to be meat, and then I'm going to do cigarettes. Those are two things that I love, and to be without them is not easy.
I feel that. I remember in 17. My junior made a bet with me, and he's a miraculous young man. But one of the feats he pulled, he walked in the room and told me, "Hey, Pops, I did some research on Google, me and your goddaughter, and now I understand. I'm about to get off your back about the cigarettes because it's more addictive than heroin, and you got over paralysis. But, you know, I know you a strong man, but I just know you ain't stronger than nicotine. You know, you weak there, so I'll take that and I'm going to leave you alone." And I'm looking at him like, "Weak? Nigga, who are you talking to?" I took the 30-day challenge, and I actually went to Facebook and I made a video and I said I'm going to give it 30 days or put them $7 to $14, however bad I wanted to smoke that day, in a drawer. And at the end of that 30-day period, I went live and I posted a video splitting that money with him that we saved that month. And I never touched a cigarette since then. I had a couple of dreams about me still smoking. And, you know, I see people smoking sometimes and be like, "Yeah, what if I?" But no, I don't even be pressed with nobody around me smoking. So, like I said, when I saw your post, I was going to take the fast too. I woke up that morning, and the first thing I had ate was something with meat in it without realizing it till I went to social media.
I already knew that. That's why I posted no meat, but I knew you had already had some. But anyway.
That's a beautiful journey. Before we do get started, I would like to wish everybody a very happy New Year's. I really want to let y'all know Total Blackness and all three platforms is, and it's more than three platforms, that's just our three platforms, but it's really dedicated to doing more than bringing you entertainment, upcoming artists, and information. We are politically, socially, and economically engaged to bringing the black and brown community, the poor white community, up out of the poverty mind state. So if you call in or you engage us on social media, we have real solutions, real dollars that we can come and help you realize some of the things that you're facing in your community. So if you're listening, yes, take in the music, take in the message, but also the perspective things we need as a whole, or you need as a family or as a person to get in school, to help lift felonies, felony reentry programs, political education. We are the Freedom Block. We are Black Pack. We are Center for Popular Democracy, Black Women Rising, the Tyro Program. We have a lot of hats, a lot of seats to help the public. So I just wanted to put that out there with wishing everybody a happy New Year's. But we are more than just an entertainment body. We care about the people.
That's right. So you never did say what is the challenge that you took on for New Year's?
I took on a lot of challenges for New Year's. The thing I said I was going to also do was stop eating meat. Another thing, as a Tyro, our language as far as swearing, talking to people with respect, even in some of the most dire situations. I'm working on a couple movies with one of my guy kids and then with my cousin Muhammad White from MY Visuals in Atlanta. I'm working on some projects with yourself and my kids. And so I just said I was going to stop wasting a lot of time this year. I had already started doing that when I started this journey a few years back. But the more we give, the more would you reap what you sow. So I just said this year, starting this first quarter, I was going to bring better finances, better education, and better things to what I'm already servicing. So that was, you know, as soon as the dial went over, I started the day before. But I actually already pretty much eat healthy, take herbs and stuff. But a fast of meat for 15 days is a blessing to remember. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always can do a little bit more. So, yeah, I don't look at it as New Year resolutions because the real New Year's ain't till spring. But, like, everybody is in together with making changes at this time of year. So, for my engagement in that, I made a list, and I'm checking it twice. I'm sticking to them things. But I started the meat challenge today, actually, instead of yesterday. So, I'm going to see how that works out.
It's a challenge, I'm telling you. I have been trying to find things that I can digest. Like, I don't. The fruit is not the same. The fruit that I grew up on, that I picked from trees, is not what I taste in the supermarket. So it's hard for me to adapt to this new fruit. Like, I can't.
Yeah, the
GFO, I don't like the texture of it. I don't like the taste of it. It's mostly tart. It's never sweet to me. It's like, I don't like it. So I'm trying to find a balance.
Well, there's somebody in your city. Like, it's a guy here named Thomas Jackson. He's on my Facebook, and he'll probably be able to connect you with the people in your area who are 100% natural growers. Usually the city council and your local mayor is trying to block these people from growing food because they get kickbacks and subsidies on the government end to deal with major companies that do factory growth of vegetables and cloning and GMO. So they don't want the mom and pop gardener to grow the natural fruit and you to remember the taste and the nutrition you actually get from the natural fruits and vegetables. But you can on Facebook or in your community find a local grower and just, you know, patronize them like you would Kroger's. And that's where I get most of my organic stuff from is, you know, local people that I can find that grow their own.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to check out little farmer's market, too. But it's like, it's been a challenge for me. So tonight I got salad, so I can stomach that. I'll eat salad tonight before I lay down. So, but it's been pretty good. Like, I had extra energy today. So I'm noticing, you know, little changes already. So, yeah, so we'll just see how this goes. But so far, so good.
Water.
Yeah, I'm drinking water. And somebody who will remain nameless drank my apple juice. I felt like the girl in the barbershop. Who the fuck drank my apple juice? So my apple juice was confiscated, but I am getting on the juices and away from the pop as much because I'm a Coca-Cola drinker, like, to the soul. So, like, it's taking a lot out of me, but I got to get my immune system up because I've been smoking for too many years for them to pop in with this, you know, new stuff that we're not accustomed to, and neither are our immune systems. So this is a challenge for everybody all across the board.
I'm trying to track this vaccine thing. Are they going to make it mandatory? And then nurses and people who are close to me who has taken it, I'm keeping track of them and seeing how their health is and how they're feeling, and just what the FDA is doing with that, because I feel like they're going to open everything up with the new election, the stimuluses, the raise in minimum wage. If you're not putting people back to work, why would you raise minimum wage? And even worry about working, you will worry about stimulating the economy and keeping us home. So I'm just trying to see what they do with that, you know, because that's a great health risk if you're telling people we're mandating you to shoot something in your vein. That's a worry to me.
Well, yeah, it's a little deep. It's a little deep. And then they're having some issues that I read about with some of the states. Some of the states are having issues because they're not it's pretty much like they handled the pandemic. There's not a plan for the distribution. It's not going to plan. And where we're supposed to be at as far as how many they were supposed to distribute per day. Like, it was supposed to be like 3 million people per day they were shooting for, and we're roughly at 2 million a day. So not nearly enough people as they expected are getting vaccines. And it's not so much because of they don't have the vaccine, but you have to store the vaccine at a certain temperature. And it has to, if you're going to have a lot of vaccine stored somewhere, you got to have somewhere to store it. So a lot of these hospitals, most of these hospitals and facilities don't have that type of freezer system to hold a whole lot of vaccine. So it's becoming it's a big issue all over the board. Like, me personally, I've never been with vaccines. It's not just this particular vaccine. It's like any vaccine. I'm not taking part in it, and don't plan on taking part in this one. Not that, you know, because everywhere I go, I wear my mask. I've been wearing my mask since before people even was taking it serious. I was wearing my mask. I've been doing what we were supposed to do since the beginning. So for me, it's like, you know, you're not going to make me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a choice for me.
It should be some balance where if you don't, then some type of, we go to stores, we got to wear a mask, we got to wear gloves or something. I'm with that better than for telling people to put something in their vein that might give them Ball's palsy or whatever you call it, or any type of palsy where you're stroked out on one side of your body, or, you know, the natural reactions or rejections for people being allergic to certain things inside of the vaccine. Now, they did say that the COVID-19 is not in the vaccine, but what is in there? And we are not scientists to know that if we're not sick or even asymptomatic, that if we put that in our body, that it won't cause, you know, dire effects. So, and
well, it was something about a nurse that got a vaccine and still got the virus or something. And then they were trying to say that she might have had it before she got vaccinated or something. It's just really weird for me. Like, I don't understand the whole vaccination thing, because I feel, okay, if the vaccination works, if it works, the people that are vaccinated, they shouldn't be affected by the people that are not, if it works.
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand this pressure of trying to make everybody take this. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird.
And then
now they're talking about a new strand.
They will block you.
If you
say, if you type that on social media, they will block you. They 30 days, you will be off.
They will block you all over. Yeah, it's just really weird. It's just, and then to me, the professionals aren't talking about it enough that makes any sense to me. You know, everything is just on the table. So it's just like, you know, you can try it if you want to. If you don't, you can take your chances out here. You know, it's just crazy right now. It's crazy.
I don't remember who it was,
crazy.
But I did see a video where they were showing I think it was a doctor or somebody getting the vaccine, and a doctor who was giving it to him put a needle up to his arm that wasn't even extended with any fluid, and then act like he shot something in his arm, but he didn't.
I didn't see that.
I think you shared that with me. But that's the type of trickery that makes me wonder, like, what's really going on?
Yeah, what's happening? I don't know. you know, I do know this, though. Working with graphics and stuff, you know, you can make something look like anything if you're good. Like, it doesn't, just because it looks like they're taking the vaccine, doesn't mean they're taking the vaccine. And I'm not saying that they are or they aren't, but I'm just saying, speaking from what I do professionally, you can make anything look like anything if you're good. And I'm going to leave that at that. And so,
question, who was the first artist you played tonight? Because bro was going in. I ain't never heard that before.
Yes, you have. That is Duck City Music. Them guys is serious. They're from where Miss Nat is from in West Virginia. You guys check them out at DuckCityMusic.com. And I was just over there talking to them today and yesterday on Facebook. They just came out with something new. So you guys check out the YouTube too, Duck City Music. Those guys are the lyricists that I'm used to hearing that had substance in their music. Like, it is a story from the beginning to the end that you can follow. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that is a true artist. So I've always been a fan of theirs, and they had this bag on there. It looked very similar to like a Gucci bag, but it has like their emblem on it. It is so fucking fire. And I'm like, how you get the bag?
Right.
And, they just had the bag for cover art, but people was asking for that bag. I'm telling you, that bag was so fire. So now they're gonna have to invest in the bag because we want the bag. So. Duck City Music, get the bag. And y'all need to get to them board shorts and them knee-high socks that I've been asking for 2 years now that still ain't on the website. So y'all need to get on it, man. Get on it. Yeah, but I'm going to connect you guys because they always, you know, they real down-to-earth people and they willing to work with people, you know, from all over. So we support Duck City Music and everything that they're doing. In the music business. So, I see we talked about the New Year's. So where would you like to go into now? What would you like to get into now? Because we do have some music over here that we can get into until everybody gets here, because we got still people still at work and people still coming in. I think Uncle Goose is here, so we might check and see on that. Would you like to play some music and then come back and get into a topic?
I definitely would. I also want to tell everybody, join next week. Brother Hess has a special guest. I have Deonte Moss. I met the brother. The Zetas come volunteer for almost everything we have going on in Lucas County. One of them introduced me to the brother. I actually saw the book. In one of the spaces we was at, I picked it up, started. I'm like, oh, dude, going in, I need to get this book and read it. And she was like, that's one of my people. That's why I'm sitting there. So we're going to have him on. Check him out on social media, Deonte Moss, D-E-O-N-T-E, apostrophe, Moss, M-O-S-S. Check him out on Facebook. And you scroll this page, you'll see what Brody has going on. But yeah, we could get into some music. I'm gonna be giving random shouts out all tonight because it is the beginning of the year. Like I said, I want you guys to connect resources in your area. So I'm gonna be shouting out some things all this evening. But yeah, let's get into some music.
Okay, that's what we're about to do right now, you guys. Hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
Alley with this representing for the C town. Just a couple of niggas putting down, not fucking around. Stepping the game up in the business, so what the fuck you claiming? Everybody catch your feelings over social media about their opinions. Nigga, it's your opinion, but ain't getting paid over, so why catch feelings? Some may be great, some may be dumb. Only thing I'm working on is a big lump sum. So forgive me when I step aside to watch these clown niggas. Yeah, I got your back, but lie behind the scene, niggas. Soon as your level switch up, nigga, they switch up. Then unfriend your
your own FE, so the fuck what? Just trying to hide what bitch assness they got inside. It's in your blood, but definitely not mine. So miss me with the pressure as I take it as a blessing. While your fuck ass take it as a lesson. I ain't got time to be fucking stressing. You're a man like I am, so pay more attention for what you want and how you gotta get it, nigga. The older I get, the fucking less feelings, nigga. The nigga start pitting as you did your own dick. Making it easier to spend your own check. Oh, you gotta love it. Oh, you gotta love it.
Jones, Alabama, and this, you know what it is. Look, from poverty to paradise in a matter of time. I spit the truth and you can tell it in every line. I set the bar and you can hear it in every rhyme. I've been a vet so you can say I'm ahead of my time. Mention my name and get a pass right. While you new rappers trying to live a fast life. They say you an OG when you hit 25. The first time I heard that, I was 29. Guess they come out with a new rule every day. Confused cause mama had a new dude every day. No male role model, go figure. Guess I start selling dope and robbing niggas. No food in the fridge, utilities cut off. Cause mama gotta have a life too. And when she all done hoeing and she sobered up, she begged God to send her the right dude. Fool, if you want the truth to spread, to treat it like a lie. Sit them down and say, keep this between you and I. Before you finish talking, the whole world know. It's attention over all, that's how the world go.
Let's go.
My folk done called me up and said, get them. No, these streets ain't been the same since she ain't been in them. I'm a different kind of nigga with a brand new agenda. Know the shit that I be spitting, it's the shit I'm really living. My mind stayed above bullshit. I ain't rapping, but they rapping about that bullshit. Consolidation got my city on that hood shit. And CBD's got these niggas on full clips. That's cause they feel like it be mandatory. And fuck them all cause my folk don't get to see the glory. They shoot us down, but how many times you seen this story? I'm on the move so you logo rappers beat the worry. This ain't no kill, but you gotta know my vision blurry. To be for real, they resurrect me from the cemetery. This life we live, yeah, sometimes this shit get really scary. I pray to God that he got me so I have no fear. Just know the end is near, and hell, I see it clear.
Cha-cha. King of the Bama. Look, try assassinate my character. I ain't acting. Show the scrap on the K like it came with a jacket. Buy a K for your head if they break it in plastic. New face of Alabama got me feeling like Cassius. Damn, rapper said my name. I ain't clapping back on the song. I'm bringing a rack to your home. Put me in the booth, I'm like Shaq in the zone. I never discuss cheese when the rat's on the phone. Look, and I ain't need Q Miller. Hey, your team walking dead, it's a new thriller. Pussies got Cinderella in them. 12 a.m. at midnight, I bet the shoe fit them. Yeah, new face Alabama.
Niggas think they potheads, just ready to burn the poster. Smoking that Lufarigno, mint green with a strong odor. All it take is one hit, guarantee you won't be sober. Killing that bullshit like Kyrie, run in Delaware, Dover. ATL, y'all had a hell of a run, it's coming to its closure. Columbus coming to claim Georgia, move the fuck over. All these niggas in tight pants, turning up with the same image I'm enraged. I feel like renegade, how the fuck they let these lanes in it? What I ask the streets, what happened to the seat? These niggas rapping sweet, no limit to my artistry. I'm Master P with this masterpiece. A lot of niggas is nice, I'm way better. That's just how it is, I'm cold. Having Mr. Mayweather, more than Pacquiao did. Holla at the kid, philosophical hooper hustler. Baby mama fucker, the Buddha lover. Stay blind on that hubba bubba, it's like that. They beat like Tina Turner, now watch me fight that. You try to choke me like anime in the liminal way that we fight back, they bounce that. Roy, Chris, Brandon, Brandon, German, just send out an influence of the tree. We all gifted, it's like Christmas round this motherfucker. We ain't like these other suckers, we really snapping. Bunch of niggas getting rich off of mic. We like disasters, get your ass to the back, my nigga, if you ain't about action. Cause that's what we really need, boy, we out here lacking. Look, they killing our brothers, women, even our children. We need less arguments and more constructive building. I love my people, I'm out here rapping for all y'all. Throw my arms straight up and I make sure that my fist ball just right.
I ain't shouting out no nigga fucking name but mine. Nigga got beef like a pool game, better aim the nine. You see the real back like it came with spines. Put a dollar on his head, bet that changed his mind. See the boy cold, look at me, you need snow goggles. Got a bad bitch, she twist blunts, that's a role model. I ain't really got a team, cuz niggas scared to pick me up like a broke bottle. Small shit, I don't sweat it. Peel off in the caddy, white coat like a medic in the booth. I'm good, like white people credit. Hit the blunt two times and pass it down like it's genetic. These niggas rapping like they nice inside, cause my future clearer than a Sprite. Plus I'm just keeping shit cool. Swear I gotta be the ice. I swear I gotta be. I swear I gotta be. I mean, who the fuck hot as me? I got the wheel and the can. I mean, who fucking with Dominique? Heavy bands, I mean, who fucking with Tommy Lee? Being broke ain't a joke, my life a comedy. Just give me a little room, cause even stars need space, that's astronomy. Cause when the whip slow down and you hear that slow jam, niggas better get low to the ground like Bobby V.
Pick of the week, we didn't play that holiday song from her. I thought it was hot. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been listening to Toledo, and she getting a little buzz. I know the Zetas be bumping her now because I was playing her. I got her downloaded in my playlist, so when we was doing service and passing out the gifts, she ran through the playlist a couple of times, but it was a blessing running to her on the show because I've been pumping sis ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been planning stuff for a long time, too. Even back when I was doing the Live by Terrence show. Whew. I know, that was probably about 2012, 13, 14, somewhere along in there. I remember him interviewing her, and she was a very outspoken young lady. So shout out to Tamara Bubble. You guys follow Tamara Bubble on Instagram and Twitter. Okay, so I have to ask you, what did you think about the decision of $600 after months and months of unemployment?
2019 and 2020 has showed us how full of crap our system is. I won't say the people, because they're just doing the dance that was set to the music that they dancing to. Yes, I think $600, $2,000 is a quick decision that can be made. All it takes is a pen. The power of the pen is more powerful than a gun, than a sword, than kung fu. And they act like it's such a hard process to think about the people in the jurisdictions that they serve. So if they're senators, congressmen, or the president, or your governor, they're forgetting that they're the representation of us. So you should be able to sit down and empathize. What does my constituents need? What does the people who said, hey, you're the guy, or even the ones in the area you serve who didn't say you're that guy or gal, what do they need? And if you would take that into account, they would give us $2,000, say, twice a month, if not four times, at least once a month, because it's hard enough. Even with the low minimum wage, $8, like, come on now. Like, in the last few years, I haven't made anything less than $15 an hour when I'm contracted to work. And on unemployment, I get $100 because, of course, my children has to have their support taken out of there. But I get $100 a week. Now, the transportation, food, and different things I need to serve the community by choice, of course, but it's needed, and I'm going to do it regardless, takes about $1,000 a week. So, yes, $600, that was a, here you go, thanks for voting for us. We know you need something. If you look at the charts of the other countries, they've been giving out money all month, and I'm not talking about just unemployment, but the pandemic assistance or a stimulus has been in the thousands, and we're still at $1,200. And now, if you add the other six they just gave us, that's $1,800. That's not even $2,000 in totality for the year of 2020. So this year, we need to start coming together and really having conversations and becoming a political group and force of our own. And I mean, we as all the people, start making them and holding them accountable for these things, because you see they're arguing about $600 to $2,000 when $2,000 is not enough. And again, that was just a Band-Aid on a gushing knife wound. You know, it was putting a Band-Aid on it and saying, I hope you make it to the hospital, but you got to walk from here. And that's what we're doing right now. We're walking uncertainly through a pandemic that it has shut the country down, has shut family down. It has shut down the connection that people need by right. And so, yeah, this is one of the many things that they're going to pull to push an agenda. I don't know what that specific agenda is, and won't pretend to even that I know, but I can follow the breadcrumbs, and I see there is some BS going on right now. So, yes, this year we need to get together and start picking people out of the crowd, emptying the Senate, the Congress, the Hart Building, the White House, using our power as voters, as the people who choose the legislators, and start shutting their ass down, start putting them out, start putting people in position per vote, an impeachment that will serve the people, and who care if we live or die. The first stimulus, I was upset because I agree with child support, taking your taxes, taking money out of your checks, all of that, but I didn't agree with them taking money that they said that we direly need to eat and live, and saying, you know, let's drive these guys to crime or to whatever, because millions of Americans are still out of work. So I was happy that they did decide to give everybody a little piece of change to live, but it should have been way more. And it should be more respect when you think about the American voter
It should be more love and care for your fellow human being, and it should be more care when you say, hey, my table has water, my table has some type of food, my lights will be on. They play with the rental assistance. So the ability to evict people was back on for a week. So how many landlords or corporate assholes do you think ran and evicted people that week that the bill didn't get signed that the Democrats and Republicans let? So we could say Trump waited till Sunday to sign, but he said he didn't want to sign because he wanted to at least give us $2,000 and not give the corporations all the money. So we can blame him, but I blame them all. So, yes, it was some BS, truly, honestly.
A lot of people felt like it was some BS. And TMZ had printed out a story where they had pictures of Nancy Pelosi's house as well as Mitch McConnell's house where they had both been vandalized by someone that had very strong feelings about that little piece of change. So, there were things written on there like, where is their money? You know, they want $2K, they want no rent. Like, it's a lot of things that were written on their property, which is never good to vandalize anyone's property. But it's almost as like, how do we get your attention? Because you're not asking us shit. Like, do you forget who you work for? Or do you just not care? Because if you don't care, you can say that, and we respect that, but we're going to get your ass out of there. We're not going to keep paying you to not care. And so how do you get somebody's attention other than, hey, they got to pull up here every day and every night. So if they pull up tonight, they'll get the message. You know what I'm saying?
There's actually things we can do. When I was actually training for my position to learn the bird dog and organize, I was flown to D.C. several times. The Center for Popular Democracy, they are a wonderful group of every background. You have upper class New York, California, Texas white people. You have upper class black people. You have middle class white, black, Arab, Asian people, and there are people who only spend their time bird dogging, lobbying, staying in the faces in the prospective offices of the movers and shakers in D.C., reminding them that they work for us. They will actually come if you at least get 15 people, and I don't know how it is now during the pandemic, but I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem. It's probably more like 6 people now. But they actually train people, and then they'll fly out and train your group to actually go to your state house, your local government center, and actually be a mover and shaker. That's how I learned how to change policy. I helped, again, write the current farm bill. I sat in on the meetings from the day they start. They first put the pen to the paper to go into the different offices. So where it passed, where they were trying to cut the food stamps off completely. And that's just one thing. We've been working on reentry and bail reform, and they actually train you. I don't care what state you is. I don't care if you're in the hood or in the penthouse in Beverly Hills. They train you to actually learn the process, change the laws, the ordinances, to remove people from offices and create the political body that you need for your prospective needs. And they are there. It's just that CNN, Fox, they won't broadcast this. Facebook won't share this information. Even if I was to make a post and pay for that post, they will not boost this information because it's counterproductive to what's going on now. So, yes, there are bodies that will help you in your state. And as far as reentry, political, social, economic growth, getting into school, felons think I can't go to school. I don't have a GED or diploma. I can't go to school. That is not true. There are SCORE mentors for poor business owners, small business owners, mom and pops in every state and city. And there are resources. So you can contact us, Bird Vision, Shalanda's page, my page, and we will definitely connect you with the right resources because this is the move for since 2017 and 18. Since I've been trying to ask to be mandated to make these type of moves, the move is to connect us all so we can start talking, collectively start making changes so we can stop crime. We can stop poverty mindset. We can stop the lack of education so we can be, you know, viable citizens, because that's the key, to be happy, you know, freedom, liberties, you know, to do what we want. So, yes, we do have resources to change this evil, wicked way, but they're going to want you to be listening to, you know, rhetoric and fear and shock and awe and, you know, ignorance, foolishness. I love music. I love movies, but there is a time for everything. And right now it's really time for us to engage in our political, social, and economic growth.
Yeah. And you guys, throughout the year, like when you vote these people in, check behind these people and make sure that they are doing what they campaigned and what they said they are, you know, or were going to do. And there are places that you can go and check. Like Anton said, there's people in place. That's all they do all day is see if this person is going to do what he say he's going to do. And you can check sites like politifact.org. They evaluate how true statements by members of Congress, the White House, lobbyists, and interest groups are. So you can always go to politifact.org and check it out. Or you can go to opencongress.org and check it out. And check behind these people and see what they up to. So you don't be in the dark and you don't be at the polls looking for little papers to tell you what issues is on the table, because you would already know that. You have to do your homework election time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just make sure you guys are doing that. And like Anton said, if you need more information, you can get a hold of him, you can get a hold of me, or you can go to some of these websites, the freedomblock.org. You go over there and check them out. They have a lot of valuable information that they can share with you guys, and you know, at least put you on the right track, you know, to help out in whatever you're searching for politically. Okay, so that's pretty cool. Okay, so Anton, this is something that I wanted to do because we haven't really had a chance to officially have a sit-down with you or interview with you. So I would like to take this time, I know it's on the spot, but that's how I like to do that, to speak with you.
You know I'm with.
And let the people know who you are. So I want you to start out by just letting people know how you first got interested into the music first, mainly, because you're doing a lot of things, but you start out, I'm guessing, with the music, right? So tell the people how you got into the music, and at what age did you take on the music?
Music, my mom bought me a karaoke at 6. I used to take little tape players. Everybody in the house had a boom box, and I used to tear the door off of it and take little cassette tapes and wait for songs to come on the radio. It'd take me about a week, but make me a little 30 to a minute sample of a song, and then write me a little rap off of it. So she got sick of me doing that, so she bought me my own karaoke for Christmas. And it was on and popping from there. And I used to play around remaking other people's songs, writing their song and spitting it. So about 13 to 15, we had a group, and it consisted of Uncle Goose, Leland Ray for IOP. It was just all the guys from the park that had something to say and knew how to, you know, get on the track. And I was like, look, I'm trying to do that. So I was like, I asked Isaac, I'm like, bro, write me a rap so I can get on one of them songs with y'all. He was like, you ain't ready then. He was like, you better sit down and when you learn how to speak and write what you need to say, then we got you. So shortly after then, I got in some trouble at Scott High School, and I went down to Georgia, and it was all since then. I had ran into my cousin, Muhammad White. We met at high school. They was like, this your cousin? And he had a keyboard he played at church. And I was like, he played the drums too, and I was watching, and you know, I freestyle off of commercials, themes to TV shows, and all that as a kid. Matlock was one of my favorites. Cuzzo was putting it down, so I invited him over to the crib one day with his keyboard. and showed him what I was doing with my little karaoke. So the first song we made over was one of Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice beat, but Cuzzo put his own funk on it. He changed the bass line a little bit. He added some more different type of keys to that major key line, and then he had the drums with a southern kick to it instead of that West Coast. And so we went and did a talent show. I was already killing them in Ohio, but we actually did a talent show, and this wasn't me rewriting somebody else's song. It was actually an original I wrote, and I made that little $300. And like I said, it was on and popping from then. I had, like, Luke come to the house in Georgia, snuck to the club, won that money. I snuck back in the house. My cousin and Toad, they had me on the radio. The Chapman brothers, he was like, Stacy was like, Blackjack, where you at? Luke and I'm looking for you. And I'm at home in the bed, don't even know. So Luke and his entourage, they rolled out to Bird Hill Road to go tell my mama they taking me to Florida. I just snuck out to the club. She don't even know I was gone. So when they knocking at the door, I'm acting like I've been in the bed. So he ran the screw down to my mom. She didn't get too mad that I went and won that money, but she said, nah, he's not going nowhere. My son gonna graduate. I don't know who you are, but you finna get out my out my front door, and we finna talk to him about sneaking out. But no, that was when, you know, I got mad at her, but she said, you gonna finish school, then do what you do. So a lot of my journey has been people telling me to make money off of music. I've wrote a lot of things. I've shared a lot with a lot of artists, y'all. I know in Atlanta, Florida, Ohio, I ain't gotta speak their name, their music, you know, speaks for itself in our relationship. But yeah, music just been a part of me. That's been that's kept me from hurting myself and others. It's kept me balanced at times where I don't know what to do. I wrote songs and listened back to them, and they've been medication and, you know, easing to some of the things I deal with. And I think that's one of the things about music that made me love it as a kid. I grew up on Motown, on the early rap and stuff that was really motivating Black people. So X-Clan, Public Enemy, Ice Cube, you name them. Them was the guys I gravitated to. Tupac, because they were speaking power to me when I was in out here in the jungle. A lot of things I did as a kid, I did out of necessity, but they was preaching Black power. They was preaching, you know, you a king, you a man, you know, learn, read a book. And so when I finally did that, that didn't only enhance my music, that enhanced the person I was. So that enabled me to, you know, learn how to give back. Because, see, that's one of the key things. No matter what you do, you're going to have to learn how to do that thing. So if it's music, you're going to have to learn how to write, record, mix, master. Don't depend on nobody else. If you want to be a politician, you have to learn not only your office and your seat, but everybody else's around you to be able to be efficient, move correctly. So, yeah, music has been a beautiful part of my life. It's always going to be a part of my life. I'm actually working on a project now. Actually, the whole squad is, and we're working on a couple movies. NY Visuals in Atlanta, Loyalty Over Blood in Ohio, Uncle Goose and myself and a couple of other brothers from the hood. We already have a Gangland series dedicated to our hood, but we want to shoot it from our point of view and our perspective about one of the legends who is in reentry right now, who was doing a life sentence, and then he got released, and he is a king when it comes to felony reentry, bail reform, education, chemical dependency. Like, we trying to get it. So yeah, that's I know I made it long-winded, but that's where my love for the music started. My mom, she wrote poetry. I used to go in her poetry book before. Like, when I first learned how to read, I found them big old pretty books under her bed, and they was her handwriting was beautiful. So I was like, let me read this, and everything rhymed. Everything didn't only rhyme, it was actually on scheme, and it really meant something. As a kid, I could understand a lot of it, and as I got older, when it was my turn to start writing, I stole a lot of her stanzas and a lot of her schemes. So, like, I can write, you can give me beats, and I can write different cadences, styles for days, back to back to back, long as I have some substance to write about, and life gives me substance every day.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, what is the worst thing that has happened in the music industry, and what is the best thing that has ever happened in the music industry with you?
So that is a broad question. So you saying personally with myself?
Yes.
Okay, so right before we met Left Eye, and this is a, it's two lessons in what I'm about to tell you, and I'm going to make it quick. So we were signed to this guy. We had a couple of choices. We had, you know, did what we needed to do, move to Stone Mountain. We had been through the struggle, so we was getting money. We had bumped into people who were really making moves. And this guy, he had owned a karate school. He was in movies with Chuck Norris. He was an advocate for the black community. So we decided to sign with this guy. And he made a lot of promises, but it looked like he was going to carry through. He was doing a lot of things. We were performing in spaces, you know, that wasn't even really performable, but was giving us the credits we need to get the bag we was promised. So he took us to his house and took us in the basement to this immaculate studio. Me and the, you know, couple of the two guys that I was signed with, I won't say their name because, you know, this story is a little thick and I don't want to put nobody else under the gun. But so we go down here and he had a couple guys down here already, and it was one guy per each one of us. And he said these were our boomers. And it was this song called Wetsuit they wanted us to do and perform. And so these groomers, I have no problem with your sexuality, but we're working it into I'm not homosexual. So my groomer is telling me to submit and this and that in this conversation. And I'm listening to him and I'm like, yep. But in the back of my head, these are my gangbanging days. I'm like, if this dude tried me, it's going to be some bullets and bloodshed in here. So, this is our first day meeting these guys in our quote-unquote grooming. And as I said, the conversation was sexual. So I opted to, we wasn't even in the contract 30 days. I opted to get out of the contract. The actual guy who was the owner of the company came back. He took me outside, sat in the car. Like, I didn't know he was going to say that, but you don't have to, you don't really have to worry about, you know, what he talking about, just turning down. This is the music industry. You better get used to that. You have to. And I told him, listen, I don't have to get used to anything. So he said, give it 24 hours and I will let you out your contract if the information I sent to you is not, you know, feasible. So we met him at the mall the next day and he gave us a contract and he did not touch basis on what happened the night before. He actually wanted to skip over that. So when I addressed him about that, his exact words was, nigga, if you want to eat, you're going to do what you told. And I stood up, and my two counters, my brother and my cousin was like, listen, bro, don't, because they thought I was going to slap him with the chair. As I stood up, the chair just happened to fly somewhat in that direction, but that was just me standing up, sliding the chair out of my way. And I opted out of my contract that day. I was pretty much done with the music game because I heard stories about different artists that was maneuvering at that time in the 90s in Atlanta, but I was not willing to give up my booty hole or my pride to get a deal that may or may not, and this is just real talk, a deal that may or may not bring money or whatever to my life. I was not willing to give up something that's precious to me, and that's my manhood. That's something that I'm not on. So shortly after then, my big bro came in the house. He like, hey, F dude, Left Eye. I just bumped into Left Eye. And I'm like, Left Eye? I'm like, dude, he tripping. I don't, F the music, I'm cool. He like, no, we got to go down to Dr. Studio because they like, I'm feeling y'all. Let's go down here. Let's audition. And I'm like, man, whatever. So we'll go. And we went. And so that day we met Sister Lisa, man, a little short, bony. You know, that's my sister, though. We had some real conversations in the time that we were on her label. When she died, we were still her artists. That was the beautiful part of the journey. And so the lesson I did want to give of that is you don't have to give up anything to get where you had to get to. The same day the dude propositioned us and told us one thing, we ran into a sister had been all the way through the struggle already. Took us to a guy named Rod's studio where Tupac had unreleased tracks. Whitney and Bobby used to go down there and relax in Marietta and Rod's studio. Immaculate Glass and Wood studio in his basement. and just introduced us to a lot of knowledge, and told us to do it ourselves. So if you're wondering how Tweety B, Red Clay, M White Visuals, I can keep any of the parent, any of the companies or groups that I'm parent to, how they got to where they prospectively are is through conversations that Lisa Left Eye left with us and gave to us about us being men and women who were kings and queens of our own faith. She made some mistakes when she signed, and if you're just in it for publicity, cool, go with the flow. But if you really want to be, you know, a captain of the ship and leave generational wealth for your children, and really do something, figure out the whole music game, not just how to rap or just how to be a producer. Figure out the full game, because anything you do, you need to know the full spectrum of knowledge dealing with that situation.
Yeah. You know, Rod was a true producer, because I'm going to tell you something. That Tupac song that was recorded in his studio that nobody in the world had ever heard, that we got a glimpse of, I have never heard it ever again. And that's real. Because
definitely,
he could have made so much money off of that fire track that nobody in the world can still to this day has never heard. Like,
well, you
he
know
got
how
so many
he
hits.
Was. Yes, he has Whitney and Bobby songs. He has Tupac songs.
I know.
But you know what else? He has our project with Left Eye, and we can't even get it. So that
I know. I mean, like, he is true to his business. You know what I mean? He is
right.
Solid to that.
Right. The group Black, they have your props to Rod, to Left Eye, that Boom Like an 808. They actually got their name from me. Sis told me after she at Yale called me and said, "Little bro, so guess what? We're going to use their name. We got 10 bands for you, but they're going to use your name. You know, they just going to take the first part, but that's cool because you're the leader of our group." So they're Black. They Boom Like an 808 dropped, and we were supposed to drop after them when Sis came back. But, like, life happens, and life happens. But, it's a beautiful thing. A lot of people owe Sis in Atlanta. TL and Ida was some of the best managers, still is some of the best managers out of Atlanta. One of the downs of the music industry is that, and I'll tell young Black men, I'm so invested in the Fatherhood Initiative, Brothers United, Tyro Dads, is because Left Eye told me when I found out I had my first son, she said, "Brother, stay here and finish your contract. You a good man and you want to run to that responsibility, but the responsibility will be greater fulfilled if you finish this contract. And it's your choice. You my brother. I will let you out of your contract, freeze your contract, or let you fulfill it." And she said, "My advice and the trials I went through, I will fulfill it. But me being young and saying I didn't have a dad, I refused to not come to Ohio and do what I needed to do to legitimize my child and to see." So we put our deal on pause. But she did nothing ever. It was never about the money to her. I remember when she was living out of a trunk in TL and Ida's living room. Her plaques from the Waterfall album was sitting on the wall that they just received. People thought they went bankrupt for being greedy, but actually Sis was investing and putting a lot of money into hiring family, investing in Atlanta community, into groups that were local, and she didn't starve us. Someday she was calling for money, but her artists never needed for anything. From the Flavor Tuesday night, the Atrium, we never needed for anything.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. All right. Now, okay, let's take it up to date. Now, how are you balancing the making of your tracks now and what you're doing in the community as well, because you're doing a lot in the community? Do you have time to focus on your music, or is that kind of like a back burner thing for now?
Well, no, and that's the beautiful thing about my connection. So from my friends and family, like, God has blessed me to not have to outsource anything. So my mentors, my teachers,
my coworkers. So just to give an example, my junior, he is one of the dopest producers by default. It wasn't by plan. One of my sons, well, both, excuse me, my two older sons are both professional DJs, and like prospectively have their own artists that they deal with, such as Machine Gun Kelly. We just went to a concert for Young M.A. when she didn't show up, but personally she does business with my son. So it's just that the universe has made it to where it's not a job. So like right now when I get off the radio, I'm finishing a couple projects, and that'll take me like 30 minutes to an hour. And then it's just a part of my process. But it's my my meditation. That's my blunt at the end of the day. That's my Budweiser beer. So it's not like work. So to get it in is like, you know, when you get a minute to kick your feet off and watch your favorite sitcom. And so the music is a part of me. Like the beats my son make, I can hear different tracks that he heard me make that I could put over those beats. So that motivates me to write something nice. And I actually have remade some things. Writers, female artists to hit up at any time in my family, you. Hey, I need this, I need that. I got DJ Sergeant Rock if I need to put together a mixtape or anything. I got, you know, I just got everything when it comes to visuals. And then I got, you know, just this. God has blessed me. The universe has blessed me. So it's not a chore. It's like a blessing to be able to do it. I look forward this year with the financial blessings coming to be able to buy better equipment, and we'd be able to link up more to provide the world with the good music we make. Because to be honest, we have hundreds of songs online right now, but that is nothing like the songs, like I said, that are at Rod Studio and Left Eye Production, some other producers and companies we ran into over the years and gave them great, great music that they've given to other artists or just got on tuck in case we blow up and they can say, hey, we have this that's unreleased. But, yes.
Yeah, where is K.T. and Tetris?
Man, I haven't heard that
name from them in a long time. Where is K.T. and Tetris? If you ever listen to this broadcast, hit us up on this line, 515-602-9789. We would like to talk to y'all. K.T. and Tetris was some of the hottest artists.
Yes.
Yes. That song, they be jumping. I will never forget it.
Yeah, they came
to the atrium and performed. Yeah.
And they wanted to sign us. So when they saw us at the atrium, they came down to Alabama and threw a contest, a show. Double XL, a lot of people came. And then we went, that's when, at the time in the 90s, when we was doing work with Big Oop, we actually stayed in Bowen Homes. And that's when your boy Gucci Man and Shawty Lowe was in there every day shooting videos and movies. In the Bowen Homes with all the Bloods, my little homie Jay, he was on the label. Major turnout. We had Lil Jay, he was the only Crip living in Bowen Homes, the short homie, but the Bloods showed him love and respect. And when me and you stayed over there with him, and I'm the only GD over there, but yeah, they showed love in Bowen Homes. I had no complaints, man, but we had a good run. K-Chill and Tetris, man, if y'all out there, please call in. Anybody know K-Chill or Tetris in Atlanta, metro area, Decatur, you know, Chill. He's downtown Atlanta, but Tetris and Decatur, y'all know where them boys, they had them boys call in to show or contact us.
Yeah, man. Tell them to hit us up. Oh, man, we had some good times. We had some good times back then. Okay. All right. So, this is my last and final question to you. We're coming up. We're here now to the new year. So, what can we expect from Anton? What has Anton got planned for the year 2021?
So, my thing is that I have to balance my service with. Me and my mental health and my personal time. So I've learned to outsource. I have a team and I be trying to wear all the hats.
So in 2021, I've done a lot of footwork. I've done a lot of apprenticeship to be able to do more for people, like I said. So one thing y'all can look for is being able to connect with the political education, with the dollars, being a resource for you to contact and get you in immediate contact with the dollars available, with the resources available. Secondly, teaching classes, the CDL classes online are going to be jumping. If you're in your prospective state and you're in jail, prison, please request the Tyro program. You have the right to request that. You have the right for you and other prisoners to petition for the program and for it to come your way. And with that being said, you will be able to get educations and dollars for reentry to come home and buy houses, help with your child support and education. Also, I'm looking forward with working with my local state, but also working with Georgia for their bail reform and reentry program, because it's a lot of people in Georgia, Alabama, who's either in jail who don't deserve to be there, or they're a little bit too long because their laws are a little bit stricter on things like cannabis. And so y'all can look forward to me to being on your local politician's back, but training you and getting you the training to be, you know, the spearhead, and we come in to assist, because again, before the next election comes, I have to know that we have been a viable source with the radio programming, with the political classes and every step, and then people don't have the normal complaints as far as I might lose my job, I might be violated by my probation office, or, you know, different entities start picking with people because we're trying to change the current political state of play that we're in. So this year you can look forward to me going a little harder, but I'm going to be missing a couple weeks out of a couple months, because that's one thing I haven't done since 2017 is take a break. I don't care what's going on, holidays, birthdays, Christmas, I'm always doing something, because, like I said, people don't want to fill certain positions until they see somebody else doing it. So I think I built a big enough team and following to get a little bit of help with that.
That's what's up. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to answer my questions and giving people a little bit of an idea of who Anton is on Total Blackness. And shout out to Brother Hess, too. We're missing him tonight, so shout out to him. And I'm going to try this on you, because every time I get ready to play these games, we don't have enough people over here to play them. Now, we got callers on the line, don't get me wrong, but they don't never press one to come in. But they always here. Shout out, salute to y'all. But, okay, I'm going to play just a snippet of something. I want to see how good or how in tune you are with movies. It could be movie, it could be music, it could be a cartoon, it could be a game show, it could be anything, but it's something familiar, okay? So I'm going to play a little bit of something, and I'm going to see if you can tell me what it is. All right, let's see. I'm going to give you a pretty hard one.
Why you bail me out of jail?
Because you're a friend.
You ain't like the rest of us, Candy. If anybody can get out of here, you can.
Okay. What was that?
Did you bring the callers in?
No, I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. I have no idea what that was. I'm sitting here looking
I'm going to play it again. I'm going to just a little bit. And I'm going to play it again. Okay, here we go.
Why you bail me out of jail?
Because you're a friend.
You ain't like the rest of us, Candy. If anybody can get out of here, you can.
Does it sound familiar to you at all?
I'm trying to think, why you bail me out of jail? I can't place that at all.
See, this is going to be a perfect game when I get everybody here. I just wanted to try that one out on you. That was the scene that Rudy played in. This was Madea Goes to Jail when she played the candy role. Remember? and she was the prostitute, and she was the, that was the when the white girl was out there, like, Sandy, if anybody can get out these streets, you can, you know. So I have several little snippets like that, and I just can't wait to play this game because I know everybody is going to be all over the place with the answers. Because they probably not going to get too many of those. Because I picked a good one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I picked some good ones. Okay, you guys, what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into some music here. We're going to get into some of this Uncle Goo's new tub. All right? Don't go nowhere.
Don't you stop, don't you run,
Big Ray, sound alive,
times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times is getting rough. To make a day to day is getting tough. It's strange to see the thunder and lightning without the raindrops. Niggas drown themselves in they liquor until the pain drops. To be successful in this life is kinda tough, but I let you stand up under my umbrella till the rain stops. Cause hell, we all need some help at times. Just like these new rappers, they all need some help with rhymes. Don't get me wrong, I ain't dissing, I'm just saying that the game is watered down and the talent levels on decline. Gotta rap about money they know they not getting, then get mad when real rappers say they not spitting. They gave the game to the kids, and just like anything nice you give the kids, they fuck it up, and I'm not kidding. They took grown men off and put plenty teens on it. They took men clothes off and put skinny jeans on it. And all these youngsters want beef, but when it comes to do the time, I think they turn to vegetarians cause they don't want it. Living in these times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times are getting rough. To make it day to day is getting tough. A couple months ago, I can cough, sneeze, and rub on my eye. Now if I do that shit too close to folks, they think they gon' die. Cause somebody on the TV told them viruses can fly. Here's a mask, cover your mouth, not your ears or your eyes. Matter of fact, give me 6 feet, go stand by the blue X. Stay in your house and do what you told, a nigga you next. But black people don't get that shit. Blacks are dying faster than everybody else, what's the very next statistic? But it's no coincidence, see if it's bad, we gon' get it. The media pushing these numbers, but I don't know that many with it. Tim Murphy felt sick, but he was just losing his mind again. They said he had corona, it was just too many Heinekens. With pre-existing conditions and bad food habits, they say you sick, you say I'm not. They say you asymptomatic, they gave you stimulus to push this agenda, hoping that you remember when you show up to the polls in November. That's some bullshit. Living in these times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times is getting rough. To make it day to day is getting tough. We need hugs.
Getting crazy out there, man.
Whatever you do.
We need hugs.
Shit crazy out here right now, y'all. We need hugs.
Stay down, boy, gotta get it.
All I ever wanted was a nigga. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Fly, stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it, yeah. All I ever wanted was a business. Run it up, a nigga, get some digits. Boy, I can't know that we winning. Nigga, play with us, then it life ending. Partner got the linen here dealing. Tryna eat it, been a hundred, no winning. Tryna put my rollie out and have a chillin'. Want a whole empire, and I'm a billion. Swear I pray to God, ask me when I'm getting million. Paying them a bus, and I swear that you can feel it. Tryna get a foreign car, pull up rude mission. Got your girl in the coupe with a friend with me. I ain't talking homicide, but that's who I'm killing. Look, hotties in the city, and they got my niggas with me. Look. All I wanna be no Cosby.
Yeah.
Here with us and I'm a nigga wildin'.
And what?
Partner got a time and he's violent.
Got a time?
Yeah.
What?
Cause all I wanna miss.
What?
Tryna run it up and get some bench.
Run it up.
The fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Yeah. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Yeah.
Get your hustle up, muscle up. Don't you push me like Tonka truck. Tryna pull up in something I can't even spell. I gotta stay down like a drop cake. Run around like a rock cake. Man, I gotta get my checked up. Fuck your doctor. I get pushed like oxygen. Young nigga tryna get a pretty million. Fuck you, pay me when I get the cash. I'ma dash like Damien. Every day I pray when you see my face, you know I'm a star of the game. Hey, gotta build my bankroll. Young nigga never fall. I'm not no envelope. I'm a nigga's hard body, they'll never tell. Every cut a little for a nigga screech, cause he got saved by the bell. And with me, your little bitch tryna slide like a snail. Tryna get progressive like flow, and your little bitch blow me like a sail.
All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Yeah. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. All I ever wanted was a million. Tryna pull up in the coupe with no ceiling. Stay down, boy, gotta get it. Stay down, boy, gotta get it, yeah.
That's the stuff. Anton, I bet you don't know who on that rapping on that track.
Who is that? I've been hearing a lot of new music from Swift, Ty. Like, I got to get with Brody and them, because like I said, we got so much man to do and we don't have to outsource. But no, who was that?
It's not Swift. It's not Ty. You would never guess who that is. That is Tiffany's son.
What?
Yes. You remember Mello? That is Mello on that track, doing the chorus, and he did a little verse in there too. So, yeah, he got down then.
Yeah, I like that. Now, see, I didn't even know that was one of the kids. That's what's up. So many projects.
I'm trying to tell you, he's doing big things now. He's one of T40's artists. So you ran across a lot of their music. You just never heard that song right there, particularly before. But
right.
Yeah, shout out to Mello and Uwe doing their thug. Still
music.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, you guys, we're not going to hold you any longer on tonight. We appreciate everybody for listening to Total Blackness and tuning in with us. Make sure you check out Real Talk Roundtable on Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m., and The Other Side on Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. as well. And you guys, check out Ground Hard Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio as well. And make sure you check out twofactormedia.com. They got a lot of new stuff going on, too, at twofactormedia.com. So make sure y'all check all of us out because we're all networking and we're all trying to get to the same place, and we want to support each other in this venture. And Anton, you got any shouts out, anything you want to put out there before we get ready to get out the door?
Definitely. I want to thank the Tyro for all the gifts, the hats, gloves, pillowcases, pillows, toys that they gave us to give out. The Zeta in Toledo from Zeta from where all the assistants, them ladies come out, them finer women come out and help in any way possible, from the election to giveaways on days that they have issues, problems, kids sick, need help themselves, they will show up and show out. The TAC Toledo, Assets Toledo, Brothers United, Sisters United, I could keep going. All the bodies that, you know, Freedom Block, Black Pack, Black Women Rising, Marcia Dinkins, a lot of people that really give back to the community prospectively. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to my guest, Mr. Boss, next weekend. Brother Hess could not make it tonight, but he definitely will be in the building next week. Uncle Goose, I can go on for days. So, yeah, shout out and love to everybody. Happy New Year's. With a whole S on the end.
That's it.
So we will be getting out of here. I was looking forward for NY Visuals to show up and give us a quick rundown of what they have coming up. But I would definitely have him on here either Tuesday, Wednesday, or next Saturday. Bro has a lot of opportunity. He's been shooting a lot of movies. Bro has worked on Family Hustle and for Coca-Cola, a lot of different places filming, but NY Visuals will be on the set as soon as possible when we can get him on here when he's available.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, now I'm going to get out of here on one of my nephew's tracks. Now, this is DJ's son, YSN Slugger, you guys. Check him out on Instagram and on YouTube. And the title of this song is called Grinding. And we're going to be grinding all week till we see y'all next Saturday at 8 p.m. All right? Thanks for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week.
On my shoulder, can't do no forgiving. I told that little bitch she can do. Kick that bitch out, no, she can't get used to how I'm living. Now, hold on, keep extending clips. Let a nigga get it tripping. This gon' be a friend. Big bad getter, bad bitch hitter. 6'2", my stick, that bitch a one hitter, quitter. One night, that bitch, I give her chicken, dismiss her. Out of this is that shit that gets you rich a little bit quicker. I don't think they understand me. And I don't think they understand that I don't.
this shit for my family. Shout out to daddy, said that I won't let nobody get it away. No matter what, I know I gotta get to the cake.
I know.